the Congress and the American people had an opportunity to listen and to find out whether President Obama meant what he said about a year of action, 2014 being a year of action, or whether it was nothing more than just another talking point used to rehash some of the failed economic policies of the past 5 years. Unfortunately, the president didn't use the opportunity to address what I think are some critical issues facing our unstable economy, and he failed to mention any of the bipartisan job-creating ideas that that have been offered by Congress. One example, of course, would be ending the five-year delay of the Keystone XL pipeline, repealing Obamacare's job-killing medical device tax, which got 79 votes in the Senate last year, 30 Democrats, a very bipartisan idea. Those are some things that we put forward that we think the president could work with us on, and they're reforms that we could begin implementing today. So action on those types of proposals and policies, I think, would demonstrate the president's willingness to work across the aisle to make hardworking middle-class families a top priority. But he did talk a lot about some of the same recycled ideas and unsuccessful ideas that are going to continue to destroy thousands of jobs in this country and have a devastating impact on many of the small businesses that are already dealing with higher costs associated with his policies in the form of taxes and regulations. So if you look at 5 years of the president's policies, they've grown the size of the government, they've raised taxes, they've increased the regulatory burden on businesses, and at the same time that we've racked up record amounts of debt. And so I just think that even though his policies haven't been successful, he continues to insist on big government solutions, big government knows best. Yesterday, he bypassed Congress yet again to unilaterally enact a minimum wage increase for federal contractors. And in his speech last night, you heard the president call for Congress to boost the minimum wage by 40%. And obviously, that has a profound impact on jobs around the country. You also heard him talk about a number of other things that he was going to do unilaterally. And I think that's a real disappointment to the American people who want to see him working in a bipartisan way with the Congress. But I guess my question would be, why would he propose and encourage policies that destroy jobs during a time when you've got recession-high levels of unemployment? And especially today, when nearly 4 million Americans have been out of work for more than 6 months, and you've got a lot of young Americans, young adults, that are facing an unemployment rate of 13.5%, and for certain categories of young people, up to 20%, which is two or three times even the national average. We ought to be focusing on policies that reduce the size of the government, shrink the debt and the deficit, and eliminate a lot of the unneeded and cumbersome regulations that are making it more difficult and more expensive to create jobs in this country. Jobs really are the key. When you talk about the future of opportunity, prosperity, security, better life, you know, the best solution that we have to prosperity in America is sustainable growth in our economy of good-paying jobs for American citizens. So I am disappointed the president didn't use this opportunity to address some of those policies that would make it easier, not harder, for middle-class and working Americans.